Greetings from Tromerville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. You know, folks, when the Troma team and I are not making those amazing movies like Tromeo and Juliet, Terra Firma, and the latest Return to Nukemai, a.k.a. Volume 2, we like to sit back and enjoy the Macnez podcast, because the Macnez podcast, it's the most educational, entertaining, and really delightful podcast on the face of the earth. Thank you, and Lloyd Kaufman signing off.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Macnez Podcast, episode 78. Back from San Diego, California for San Diego Comic-Con International 2017. Oh, I'm still tired, man. It was a fun week. A super long drive home. But it was all worth it in the end. I mean, if you haven't been to San Diego Comic-Con, like I've said before, man, do make it down there one time in your lifetime. I've been there 13 times in my lifetime, and I love it every time I go down there. Big ups to everyone that I saw while I was down there. Evelyn, Jesse, Tracy, and everyone else I'm forgetting. But this is going to be a special episode. Listen to my next Ease Society podcast that I do with the Zsu here. And you're going to hear actually my wrap-up. I put out two episodes while I was down there, but I meant to pull out a third one. But that's actually going to be a part of the Ease Society podcast that I do with the Zsu. And I'm going to do my final wrap-up of the con and talk about some of the things. But I've mentioned this show before, a podcast that I listen to, because you all know that I love horror movies. And I've mentioned these guys I don't know how many times on my show, on other shows that I'm affiliated with. But this is a podcast called Horror Movie Night. You know, I've talked about it before. While I was down there, I got a chance to speak to Matt Kelly, the host of, or one of the hosts of Horror Movie Night. And it's an awesome show. If you guys haven't started listening to it yet, do drop everything and go subscribe to them. They're on iTunes. And there's other places that I can't remember. But I did get interview with Matt, and he'll explain where else to find their shows. But that's where I found them. I found them on iTunes. Matt was an awesome guy. It was so cool to meet him and to have for him to give me a quick little interview. So that's going to be what this show is. I'm not going to talk about anything else. This is dedicated to Matt Kelly from Horror Movie Night. So let's get right into this. And hey, I hope you guys enjoy it. And do check out his show. We'll be right back in a second. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. You know I always talk about the show, Horror Movie Night, and right here in San Diego Comic-Con, I got Matt Kelly.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, man. It's so crazy. I'm like starstruck that someone knows who I am. Like, it's like reverse starstruck. It's so bizarre.
I had that first time, well, not first time, but I've had that experience yesterday. I was walking around outside,
yeah,
and somebody went, "Hey, Nez," and I looked over and I saw him, and I was like, "Hey, where do I know you from?" He goes, "I listen to your show," and I was like, "Oh my God!" But yeah, man, totally, man. Like, I was walking by, I knew you were here. I reached out to whoever answered, whoever does your Twitter,
yeah,
and they just said you were going to be here, and they
yeah,
said,
"That's Adam. Adam handles the Twitter." It's funny because I was literally telling them this morning. Because yesterday we had like three or four people that were listeners that came by, and I'm like, guys, like, you've got to fly out here next year. Like, there's actually people who listen to our show in San Diego.
Where are you guys at?
I'm from Philly. Scott's out in Ohio, and Adam is in Canada. He was in St. Petesboro, but he moved. I don't know where he moved to in Canada. Right, so he's still on the East Coast, so I don't have to like factor in time zones when we're recording.
I was actually walking around, like, going in circles trying to find your booth. I knew it was in a 3600, they were saying.
Yeah.
So I was walking around, and I couldn't find it. Yeah. But then when I was walking by, I heard your voice. That's what made me like, man, that's Matt. So, but, very I mean, your show is awesome, dude. I love what you guys do, and it just makes me laugh. Where I live in Northern California. I live on the sticks, and I do a lot of driving. So I download a lot of your shows and listen to it, and you guys make my drive that much better.
So awesome, dude. Thank you so much. I don't know what to say. Thank you so much. It's weird. I've been trying to podcast since 2005. I've had about 7 failed podcasts in that time. And, like, finding out that I finally did a show that's actually, like, reaching out to other people. That we have, like, listeners in the United Kingdom that are, like, avid listeners. Like, it's crazy. So, whatever, like, keep it up. That's my message to anybody is, like, keep it up. Because, like, for me, dreams super come true. Like, I never thought that I would. I was always the kid coming to San Diego to meet people that I looked up to, and I never thought that I'd be in a situation where I'd be working at a booth where people keep coming up and being like, "I love the show!" Like, so it's nuts. It took 12 years to get to the point where someone just stops me to have me on a podcast. So this is amazing.
No, that's cool, man. I totally understand you. I'm like, I don't know how people find. I do 3 different shows. 2 on my network, and I do another show, Horacopia, with a buddy of mine. He's in Pennsylvania, and my other guy that I'm with, he's in Alabama.
Okay.
So, I mean, we've actually never met in person, but
I met Scott. I've still never met Adam. One day I'll meet Adam.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, Jesse, Alan, one day I'll meet you guys, but I mean, we've been doing that. Well, they've been doing it way longer than I have. I've only been at this whole podcast game for a little over a year with my show, Macness Podcast. Then I started another one with my buddy actually last year here at Comic-Con. We call it the E-Society. My buddy took over that show. I just edited it and put it out. He's the producer and everything.
That's awesome. I've been slowly trying to work my way into. So, like, Horror Movie Night's part of the Geekscape Network, so I've been trying to help out. Like, I'm going to start editing a lot of 90s TV Hour. I might do a couple Geekscape games because I love the editing process of doing a podcast as well. So I have the free time to do it for everybody else, so I've kind of been offering it up. So, like, I get what you're talking about, man. Sometimes I've always pursued film, so, like, I've always found editing to be my favorite part of any creative process because it's, like, you write the thing and you make it. You record the thing, you make it again, and then you get to go through the entire thing that you made and completely redo it. Like, you know, there's jokes that you will never hear that were on the Horror Movie Night podcast.
Who does the music?
That's Scott. Scott does all of the music. He does the theme song. He did the notes theme that we used to use way back in the early episodes. He's the talented one in the show. He's a talent. Adam's the comedian, and I'm just the guy who lucked out by finding 2 guys to ride the coattails up.
Yeah, that's like me with me and my buddy Theo. He puts the show together. I just record it, I edit it, and put it out. I'm just like the side man. But my show that I do by myself is usually all me. I do all the footwork. But but your guys' show, man, I love it. I mean, what I love is a lot of the movies that you guys cut up on are the movies that I love.
Yeah, well, and so, like, there's an element that I always have to point out to people, which is that, you know, sometimes it's for the show.
Yeah.
Especially, like, there are times where Adam and Scott will trash a movie on that podcast, and then, like, 2-3 days later, they start talking to me about it, and they're, like, really upbeat about how much they enjoyed the movie, and I'm like, I knew it! There's certain times I know that they don't hate the movie as much as they're acting like they hate the movie. I actually got to hang out earlier this week with Rudy, who's one of our like huge, he's a big listener. He drove all the way down from San Francisco just to hang out. He doesn't even have a ticket to San Diego Comic-Con. He just came to get lunch with me while I was at San Diego Comic-Con and then drove back to San Francisco. But that's what he was like, I love that I can always depend on at least Matt being the one that kind of likes every movie that they watch. He's like, if you hate the movie, it must be really bad because you've got like a high tolerance for that stuff.
I mean, that's cool, man. I mean, just...
So I got to ask you, what is one of the movies where like you were just sitting there and you're like, you're wrong, this movie's amazing. Like, is there one that you can think of where you were just, you felt like our hatred was super off base?
Trick or Treat was one of them.
Oh, I love Trick or Treat.
And Evil Speak was another one.
Oh, Evil Speak's a great episode, though. Whether we like or dislike that movie, Evil Speak's a great episode of Horror Movie Night.
I just love, I mean, what the chemistry between you guys, and it's just a hilarious show.
It's funny because it would be chemistry that you would think would be like with years of friendship, and like I said, I've never even met Adam. And I've only met Scott twice. He's come down for two conventions that he worked with me, and that's it. I wish that we lived closer because I'd love to hang out with those guys, not just doing podcasts, but hopefully one day. We're trying our best to do at least one convention a year that all three of us are together for, so I'll finally meet Adam at one of those, hopefully.
You guys did a live one a few episodes back. Where was that at?
That was in New Jersey. There's a big convention out in New Jersey called Monster Mania that they do twice a year. And we happened to know a friend who ran a venue not too far from the convention, so we booked ourselves to do two live episodes while we were out there. It was a really cool time. There was like 200 people in the room, live music afterwards. It was in like this pizza shop slash bar that it was an old firehouse that they converted into a bar. So like the bands performed in front of the giant doors that would go up for the fire trucks to leave. So it was a really cool location. That was a really fun time. That one sucked. We were really hopeful that Adam would be able to make it. We were waiting on his... I'm pretty sure that was the situation where we were waiting on his passport to clear. And his passport did not clear in time. So it's the other downside to doing a podcast with a dude who doesn't live in the United States is that passports become an issue.
Yeah. Have you ever made it to Texas Frightmare?
No. One day I want to. The other one that people keep telling us to go to is I want to hit up Fright Fest in the UK. Because like I said, we have an unreasonably large following in the United Kingdom. I don't know how they found us, but we're happy to have them. And that's how we befriended like a few other shows. I'm not sure if you checked out Scott and Liam versus Evil.
I just started listening to them because of you guys.
Those guys are delightful. Those guys are great. Scott and Liam are amazing. And the Gore Horseman is one that I love as a wrestling fan.
That's same. I listen to that show as well.
So I'm not sure how much you care. You might actually care a lot. I'm getting a feeling. But if you come back here at 1, we're going to have Johnny Mundo from Lucha Underground signing at our table. So,
what time was that again?
At 1 o'clock, so like probably like 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, I got about another 45. That's cool. Yeah, I'll come back.
Are these for sale?
The music, the theme song, how do you know the history behind that? Because that's, I love it. That every time you come on, you do your little intro, then when the theme music kicks on, I'm just like, yeah!
That was a Scott invention. So we met doing a different show called Reddit Horror Club on the Reddit pages. And at the time, we were using a song called Gorehound by a band called Harley Poe, which is Scott and I, like, both Scott and I love this band. And they're definitely worth checking out, but they're a very different type of music. They're like folk punk. So it's like a lot of mandolins and banjos, but we found a snippet of just the chorus, and the chorus was, I'm a gorehound, hellbound horror movie lover. I like my voyeurism with a glass of red rum. So it was just that clip of him singing that, and then it would cut. And when we decided that we were going to go to Geekscape and start doing this more seriously, we were like, okay, well, we don't actually own the copyrights to that song. Like, we're friends with the guy, but we don't own the copyrights to the song. We wanted something that was our own. And Scott was like, I'll write something. and we waited, and we're like, hey, man, I need that theme song. Like, we're supposed to drop this episode in July. And he sent it to me at the zero hour, and we were just like, what is this? Like, it was just, like, explosions out of the back of our head.
I think the first time I heard your show, I think that's what grabbed me the most, right?
A lot of people have told us that the theme song drew them in. I mean, Scott, I can't sing enough praise for Scott. Scott's such a talented dude. If you haven't checked out, like, Console Crash by him, or... it's no longer an active project, but even the Survivor Girl stuff that he did was really, really cool. But that dude just creates music. He actually was on the front page of Bloody Disgusting.
All right.
He did a cover of Rock Until You Drop from Monster Squad. He did an acoustic version of it, and it made it onto the front page of Bloody Disgusting, which was surreal. And now, because of that, we have the Monster Squad signing at our booth tomorrow, so I get to hang out with Sean and Rudy from Monster Squad. So,
like, that was cool, because I remember when you had them on the show, when you ran into them. Well, what was their
Philly
show
Wizard
called?
World. I bumped into them at Philly Wizard World, and I was like, hey, we're going to be at San Diego. You should check it out. And then that cover came out, and next thing I know, they were like, yeah, we'll sign at the booth. So, so I don't know if it's actually because of Scott's cover, but I'm saying it was a nice coincidence. So giving all that credit to Scott. Yeah, Scott's amazing. If you guys like the theme song, definitely check out his other stuff. He promises that he's going to do a feature, like a full-length version of that song, because people have been bugging him to hear like a three-minute version of that song. So I know he's working on it.
Did he do all the music for that?
All the music. He played every instrument. Like I said, he's the most talented motherfucker right now.
I play the drums, and I've been trying to learn how to play that the double bass and everything. It's awesome,
well,
and I just love
fair,
it.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure that's like an electronic drum set. So well, that might be why it's a little bit harder. But he did the guitars and the bass.
I mean, I love that song. I mean, just Adam, if you're listening, dude, it rocks. Do you know where we can hear other stuff, other of his music?
So you can hear Scott's other music. I think if you search Console Crash, you'll hear all the metal stuff. And Haunted Woods is the newest project he's doing. It's more like almost like a Nick Cave acoustic drone-y, like dark stuff. I don't know if he's got that, like a page built for that yet, but he's working on that right now. But yeah, Console Crash, ConsoleCrash. Search that in SoundCloud, you'll find his, he does like video game covers. He did an EP of horror movie covers. So he did like Rosemary's Baby, Phantasm, Halloween, and Chopping Mall, all his like thrash metal tracks. And it's really cool. Like, it's a really cool EP.
Can you tell my listeners, if they don't know by now, where they can hear your show and the other shows you're affiliated with?
So we are super, super happy that one of our listeners built us a website. HMNpodcast.com is where you can go. It's got our entire back catalog in there. But on top of that, we're part of the Geekscape Network, so there's a bunch of other great shows. You can check out the Geekscape Games podcast if you're a video gaming person. The 90s TV Hour is a really, really cool show all about different vintage stuff from the 90s. The big show that people seem to be loving right now is Seven of Wine. It's two female comedians that get drunk on wine and watch Star Trek Voyager. Which here, and take a little gift. It's a sleep mask from the people at Seven of Wine. And
then
the flagship show, Geekscape. I was actually just on the most recent episode. I think it's one of the funniest episodes of Geekscape I've heard in a long time, and it has nothing to do with me. It's all John, the host, is just roasting me.
Right on. Hey, man, thank you so much for your time, brother.
Not a problem.
Man, I'm a huge fan of your show, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I'll be back later on with who knows who else I'll find out here. But again, right on. And listen to Horror Movie Night. Any last words?
Thank you. This is the best I can come up with.
Right on, man. Thanks.
Swipe right. That's the final words.
Swipe right.
Swipe right on Matt Kelly.
Right on, everybody. Thanks. We'll be back later.
Yeah, man, that's one thing. Again, I want to thank Matt Kelly for coming on to the show. And who knows? Maybe we'll get him on here again. But, yeah, do check out the show, Horror Movie Night. It's an awesome show. They got a ton of shows. Go back and listen to everything they have out, because that's what I did. When I found their show, I went back and started from the beginning, and now I'm caught up. So, but it's a show that I love to listen to. And it's just, I just like the three of them. I mean, the chemistry that these three guys have, and it's just awesome. And sometimes some of the stuff that some of the shows that they bag on are movies that I love, man. But hey, man, it's everybody's opinion, man. But I mean, you know me, I bag on some things that people love and everything. But hey, man, it's just the fun of podcasting. We all have a voice, man. And for the last time, one more time, Matt, dude, thank you so much for coming on to the show. And we will keep in touch. Hopefully I'll see you again, San Diego, or who knows, maybe I'll come out your way and we can hook up for a little bit. But anyway, guys, that's going to be it for this episode. Just a short, quick, special episode dedicated to Matt and Horror Movie Night. Do check him out on iTunes and wherever else Matt said it all, where you can find the show. So check them all out, everyone. But hey, I'll be back later on with another show pretty soon. Do listen to my final day wrap up of Comic-Con 2017 on our next East Society podcast. So until then, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Everybody, let's just move forward. Let's all stay together. And you know what I always say, man, let's just rock hard and skate fast.